This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The Vermont Folklife Center in Middlebury has created a series called Growing Food, Growing Farmers. It is focused on the Rutland County agricultural community. Each month, we share a few of the voices from that series on Vermont Edition as part of a collaboration with the Folklife Center. This month, Ryan Yoder of the Yoder Farm in Danby discusses the need for diversification in agriculture to develop outside markets and improve infrastructure.
Yoder Farm is Ryan, me, Rachel, and our two kids, Torin and Asa, producing a bunch of different diverse calories off of a little piece of land here in Danby. And we're growing things like beans and popcorn and vegetables, strawberries, raspberries, apples, chickens. A lot of the planning initially had to do with all this other stuff in my life where it's like, okay, we need a more sustainable way to live. And so we started putting business plans together for our farm business with the idea that, okay, do as much locally, you know, how much Vermont money can we keep in Vermont? It's that idea that, like, you know, you buy your produce from me, that money recirculates, and you buy it from Price Chopper, 90% of it leaves the state. It's like, duh, why would we not want to keep our money in the state as much as possible? And then the other one was to start trying to be a part of making more sustainable systems. So, for example, more perennial agriculture, sequestering carbon and biomass and in the soil. And we've now actually kind of met a lot of these goals. So it's like, wow, this can happen. I wouldn't have guessed. I have zero business experience. So it was a very big learning curve with all the paperwork and the bookkeeping and all these things that are really pretty horrible and kind of a bummer that you even have to deal with all that stuff. But I'm trying to do this as a business. Unfortunately, it's agriculture. It's like about as marginal of a business as you can have. And then we're doing all this demonstration stuff as well, all this oovy groovy, let's try some new things. And that's great, but it costs money. And it doesn't have an immediate return when you're planting trees. So in the meantime, we're continuing with all the annual production that we do. Given the current context of economics and agriculture, we need outside markets if we're going to thrive so that we can do these awesome other projects. To do that, you know, we need things like the food center where we can aggregate, where we can market and distribute, where we can have food processing facilities. And simultaneously, that creates infrastructure that hopefully down the road is going to be available so that people in Rutland have food to eat.
That's Ryan Yoder of Yoder Farm in Danby. His voice is part of a series created by the Vermont Folklife Center in Middlebury called Growing Food, Growing Farmers. You can hear more at vpr.net.